What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 138. All right, so today I want to chat with you. I had an opportunity to go on a podcast that has a really, really, really big reach, and I probably managed to piss everybody off in that audience in about the first 30 seconds. You'll get it. You'll get a glimpse about what I'm talking about with a little context behind it, because I promise I wasn't trying to be mean, but I am going to be honest. So there you go. Also, too, if you haven't yet, make sure that you go to crossomeats.com. You should probably, the best thing to do, the smartest thing to do would be to go in there and subscribe. So that way you just know that every single month you have this amazing dry aged mountain raised beef coming to your door, whether that be us dropping it off, whether it be getting shipped to you if you're not here locally. Again, like if you haven't had meat that has been dry aged, that has been barley finished, none of the corn, none of the GMO stuff, so you know it's clean, you know it's pure, and it gets that dry aging, so you get that flavor pop, you know, that marbling, all that good stuff from the way they're raised. Like if you haven't tried it yet, I keep telling you, and you will thank me at some point if you haven't tried it yet. So you got to go to crossomeats.com, C-R-O-S-S-O, you know, our brand is the Crosso Ranch right here at the ranch. So crossomeats.com, check it out. Subscriptions, you can buy a la carte. If we are out of stock, we're usually not too far away from being back in stock. So again, hit up crossomeats.com. Make sure that you're taken care of with all these weird supply chain issues. You've got to make sure you've got your red meat, because that is the fuel for life. All right, everybody, let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. This will be yet another solo week. In fact, you know, what sometimes happens is, and a lot of this is just mostly my fault. You know, I get so busy running a ranch and businesses and everything else that sometimes it's really hard to get my schedule to match up with other people's schedules. And so when that happens, guess what? We get to do another solo week. The good news is that the podcast continues to grow. And so maybe you guys are digging these. I don't know. But obviously, you're still going to stay with the model of having guests on, just because I want to hopefully be able to provide a lot of different insight and not just my own personal, and have that be the maybe an echo chamber, right? So anyways, just wanted to give you a heads up there. So speaking of guests and podcasts, earlier this week, I had the opportunity of being able to go on to a very, very big podcast, be a guest on the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast with a gentleman. His name is John Lee Dumas. And I want to tell you a little bit about it, because it was kind of interesting. So the model that he does, he gets, I think, between 1.5 and 2 million downloads every month. And so it's a great opportunity to kind of get my message out there to a different group of people, a different audience and so forth, which is really, really cool. He just does it way differently than what I do. And what I mean by that is it's a little bit more kind of premeditated, if you will, a little bit more kind of like canned questions, if you will, which is good, right? It's just completely different. I kind of like to dive in deep when we find something interesting, or what I find to be interesting with the guests that I have on. His is a little bit more premeditated. Again, like obviously what he's doing is working great, but because it is different than, you know, kind of what I'm used to, it was just a little bit different. Now here's where it becomes interesting to me, and hopefully this goes over well, because it doesn't actually release, I think, until like June 27th. So at the time of this, you know, we're over a month away from that. So the very first question, though, and he does give you this question, and it's basically like, hey, we're going to ask you this question to start the episode with, maybe give it some thought and let us know. And so the question was basically, and I don't remember it verbatim, but it was basically, what is something you believe about success that most other people would disagree with, or maybe that most other people don't believe, or something along those lines. And you know, when I first got it, because he gave me the question about a week before, the actual episode was going to be recorded. When I first got it, it was like, well, you know, most people think success comes easier. Most people think blah, 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 right? Like, it was almost like those standard answers that kind of everyone would give. And then it's like, no, what do I actually believe when it comes to success? And that kind of leads me into today's topic, because I wanted to talk a little bit about it. So picture this, and I hope it's not as awkward as what it kind of felt like during the interview, because JLD is a very kind of happy, upbeat guy. And I guess, I don't know, like I never really thought of myself as being more intense, but it almost kind of felt like it came off that way in a sense, because he asked me the question. I said, well, I would say that something I believe about success that most other people might disagree with is the fact that most people actually don't want success. And I kind of left it there. And I think I also had said, you know, I think success is a lot like freedom, where a lot of people say they want it, but don't actually want it. Now, I don't know if there was an awkward silence or what, but it almost felt like there was. And again, like I'm excited to go and listen back to it just for that exact reason, just to kind of see. And then it was like, you know, here I go, like basically pissing off this massive audience, probably 30 seconds into being on this huge platform. So leave it to me to do that, of course, right? But the one thing for me is I wanted to be honest about it. And so I obviously, at that point, you know, we kind of joked a little bit after I said I probably pissed off your audience 30 seconds into this. So maybe there needs to be some context. But that was where I kind of wanted to go with today's episode. Now, understand one thing when I tell you this, that I hope that this doesn't come off as like a personal attack. I'm not looking for it to be there. But the reality is that I kind of lump success and freedom together, because at the end of the day, I believe that success for most people actually is freedom, right? Like we say that we want to achieve success, but what does that actually mean usually? Well, I might ask you, what do you, you know, how do you want your life to turn out? And you might say, I just want to be successful. Okay, well, what do you mean by that? And maybe you say, you know what, success for me is having a cabin up in the woods and being able to fish when I want, or being able to play golf when I want, being able to go to my kids or my grandkids' sports whenever I want, essentially not having to be tied to a job to where I can make decisions. Okay, so really what success for you is what is called time freedom, right? Like that's what you're after. You're after time freedom. Right now, maybe you feel like you don't have the ability to do the things that you want to do because you're tied to something and you don't have time freedom. You don't have time flexibility. So really, like, success for you would be freedom, right? It would be time freedom. Maybe I ask you, okay, well, what does success look like to you? And you say, well, success to me would be having that big house up on the hill and, you know, 4,000 square feet and, you know, the car that I want, the stuff that I want. Okay, so really what success means to you is financial freedom, right? Having the financial freedom and flexibility to be able to go buy the house, buy the car, buy the stuff. So again, so often really success is freedom, right? And so that was kind of where I was going with this with him, because I believe success and freedom both, they don't come free, right? And I know it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. When you hear things like freedom isn't free, well, that's true. Freedom actually costs a lot, and freedom actually has cost our country a lot, and it's cost people their lives, right? Countless amounts of people their lives. And it's cost, you know, money, and it's cost pain and anguish and discomfort. So what I wanted to talk with you about is understanding, first off, whether or not you want to be quote unquote successful, right? And also along those same lines, whether or not you want to be quote unquote free. Because there are so many people, I believe, who say, yes, I want to be successful. But if you even knew what it took to be successful in that area of your life, would you still want to be successful? And I get it. The simple, quick answer for most people is like, yeah, I do. What do I need to do? Okay, so let's say that you want to build a business and you want to be successful with that business. What you may want to understand is that this business will most likely be a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week, quote unquote, job, right? Now you can structure this business in a way to where you can remove yourself and have more time freedom, but usually that doesn't happen initially. Usually initially what you're doing is you're kind of in there asses and elbows grinding away, trying to figure out how to make all these systems work, how to put the right pieces in place, and then you scale. Right? So most businesses don't start off like a rocket ship. They kind of start off grinding. You get some things figured out. It builds a little bit. Then maybe you can exit out or kind of start removing yourself from the grind. That's been my experience with most businesses, either I've been a part of or with other people that, you know, I've been able to kind of be a part of helping them build their business or just even observing them, right? So understanding that if you want to be successful in your business, it's probably going to take a couple of years of extreme grind. If you guys have been following along for very long, you know, that's kind of what we've been with Crosso Meats, right? We've kind of been in that initial grind phase. From there, hopefully, you do the things the right way. You figure things out fast enough. You start putting the right pieces in place. Then maybe you can start taking a little bit of a step back. You have the right people in place. You don't have to be as hands-on, but you have to grind most likely for at least a while. If you want to be free, okay? And this is the reason why I have been really, like, you can go back to podcast episodes, and that's the beauty of doing a podcast, right? Is that I'm probably going to say things that will be right. I'm probably going to say things that will be wrong, but ultimately I'm on the record. So it's there for everybody to listen. But if you go back a couple of years ago when all the craziness was going on with COVID, I was a big advocate of freedom. And I was a big advocate of staying out of the, just like the fear porn, right? Like all of this stuff that was just on this endless loop. You know, we've kind of joked about it before on the podcast. Like I think Jess and I talked about it a few weeks ago, but like the fact that there was a death count ticker on the TV, right? Like all of this fear. And I believe that so much of that was going into feeding into stripping us away from some of our freedoms. Now, whether there's like this evil cabal of elites or whether it was just a bunch of kind of people running around with their pants on fire, scared to death of everything, whatever the reason was, like that was happening. And because of that, we were losing our freedoms. You can go back to 2001 with 9/11 when the towers fell. Like think about how many things changed after that in the name of safety, right? And so freedom and safety are kind of on the opposite ends of the spectrum, because typically if you are going to have complete and total safety, you probably are not going to have very much freedom, right? You could think about your kids. That's one of the struggles as a parent, right? Like how much freedom do I give them? How much safety do I give them? Because the reality is with kids, if I give them complete and total freedom, they're probably going to go kill themselves because they don't know any better. They don't know that the stove is hot. They don't know that driving 90 miles an hour down the road when you're 16 years old might be dangerous, right? Like there kind of has to be these guardrails. But once you become an adult, I feel like those guardrails have to come off and you have to be free. You have to be willing to live with the consequences of freedom. Just like you have to be willing to live with the consequences of success. And you might be in like, oh, well, must be terrible consequences to have success. Well, there's a lot of consequences that lead to success, and there's a lot of consequences once you achieve it, right? There's always going to be problems no matter who you are. Going back to, you know, Mark Manson, who talks about upgrading your problems, right? Having better problems. You're not ever going to have necessarily fewer problems or less problems, no matter how much money you have in the bank. You're just probably, hopefully, going to have better problems, right? Like you have better money problems because now all of a sudden you're worrying about how to grow your money as opposed to how to pay your bills. There's still money problems, but one's a lot better than the other. So having said that, when it comes to success, we have to, I believe, first off, realize, do we actually want to be successful? Are we willing to put in the time, the work, the effort, the risk, the stress, the anxiety, potentially having people come out of the woodworks and attack you? Like we get attacked for being like cruel animal killers for our meat business. We get attacked for being heartless because of, you know, we raise and essentially slaughter beef. Like those are things that we know we have to kind of take those arrows. All right. And the bigger that we get, the more that they'll happen. And that's fine. Like that's something we can live with, but maybe you can't. Maybe you're somebody who gets completely and totally offended anytime somebody tells you that your products are too high, they're too expensive, they suck, whatever it may be. Yeah, maybe you're not cut out for success in the business world, and that's okay. And I think that part of the problem that we run into sometimes is that everyone feels like they have to be like, quote unquote, like maybe financially successful. And the truth is there are people who are very, very happy without having financial freedom. Right? They are. They get up, they go to work, they pack their lunch pail, they live for the weekends. And if that's okay with you, that's okay with me. Who am I to tell you any different? What I am here to tell you, though, is that I believe that success and freedom, they both come with a lot of cost, a lot of effort, and they can be very fleeting. So again, like going back to this whole 9/11 thing with our freedom, think about how much that one day changed everything. And then before you know it, like we have like the NSA. Right? Because we need surveillance for terrorists. Now, the reality is that most of us at that point, if you were old enough to be following along, we're like, yeah, that seems reasonable. Yeah, we probably should have an agency that's like making sure terrorists aren't trying to kill us. But then you start looking back and it's like, did we really need that? Like, we already have the FBI, we have the CIA, we have all these agencies. Like, do we really need another one? And then it comes out that, oh, by the way, the NSA is actually spying on all of us, right? Like, go check out the Snowden stuff, right? And then all of a sudden, some people were like, that's probably not great. It's probably not great that they're collecting all this metadata on us. But, you know, in the name of safety, it's probably okay. Like, our government, they like us. They'll take care of us, right? Like, maybe giving up a little freedom for a little bit of safety, yeah, maybe it's all right. And then, you know, there was that shoe bomber thing. And so now the next thing you know that we're taking our shoes off at the airport, just kind of like good little sheep, right? And again, like, I do it. So I'm not calling you a sheep. I'm calling myself a sheep because there are certain things that we have to make decisions in life whether or not we want to do it. And if me having to pull my shoes off in order to get on an airplane, I've made that decision that I will do it, right? Maybe some people wouldn't. Maybe that violates more freedom than what they're willing to. And so the point that I wanted to get at is that most of us are making these calculations on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis about what we're willing to do in order to achieve what we want. So for some of us, we were not willing to take a vaccine, right? We were not willing to allow our freedoms to be encroached on enough in order to actually take a vaccine. Now, whether you did or didn't, I don't really care. Again, I told you this 100 times. I really don't care. What I just don't want is you telling me that I have to take a vaccine, right? So we made a decision that went way over our freedom line. Once you can mandate that I take a jab in order to go eat at a restaurant, I'm going to call BS. I'm going to say I'm out on that. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you had to get one for your job and you made the calculated decision that in order for you to keep your job, provide for your family, it made sense for you to get the jab. Not here to judge you, right? Like, I would never tell you that you should quit and jeopardize your family's future because you don't want to get a jab. I know for me personally, I would have abstained from that. I would have said, I would rather quit than allow you to force me to take this. That again is just me. Doesn't have to be you. And so what I'm getting at, I guess again, is we have to make these decisions. We have to understand that number one, success doesn't come without a cost. And freedom doesn't come without a cost. Freedom could mean that you actually get fired from your job because you're not willing to take the jab. It might mean that you don't travel because you're unwilling to take your shoes off or wear the mask or whatever it may be. Right? Freedom might cost us friends and family members and everything else because we say, I'm not going to give an inch, where other people will say, I'll give a foot, just keep me safe. And at that point, we're just not the same. And that's okay. That's okay. But what I feel like each and every one of us as individuals has to figure out, what we all have to figure out, is where is our line? On the freedom side, like, the thing that worries me is that if enough people give up enough ground, it kind of ruins it for the rest of us, right? Because now all of a sudden we're the outcasts, we're the crazies, we're the ones sitting there, so, you know, apparently from some people's standpoint, clinging to our guns and our religion and our Bibles and blah, 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 right? But there has to be a line, just like with success. Like, if I were to tell you that you have to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and you have to work until 10 p.m., and you might have to do that for the next 2 years, but at the end of that 2 years, you will be making millions of dollars with your business, you would have to make an educated decision on whether or not it's worth it. And that's why I believe, and that doesn't mean that's the only way of becoming successful, right? But I'm just giving you that as an example. Because I know a lot of people, I would be willing to bet the majority of people would be like, nah, I'm good. No, I'm not going to wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm not going to go to bed at 10 p.m. every night. And I'm not going to grind for the next 2 years in order to be set up with my business. Like, there's just too much other stuff I want to do. I want to hang out with my buddies. I want to go golf. I want to go fish. I want to go hunt. I want to do all of these other things that to me are more important. And again, that's fine. That's the beauty about us all being different. And it's the same way with freedom, right? If I were to tell you 3 years ago that in order for you to be able to work, go out to dinner, go to a ball game, whatever it might be, you might have to actually get a vaccination that was just recently developed. And we don't really know the long-term effects of it, right? Like, we don't. No matter what anybody says, like, there's just no way that we can know for sure 100% what the long-term effects of it are. And for some of you, you probably looked at that calculation and you said, you know what? I trust the science, or at least the science that they tell me, it's willing, you know, I'm willing to go ahead and take this so I can get back to my quote unquote normal life. If you made that decision, great. I obviously, again, made the decision to go the other direction. And I felt that for my freedoms, it was not worth it. It was not something I was willing to do. And this is why you will see when it comes to a lot of these topics, there's certain people that will be like, I want dangerous freedom, right? Because I know that if I'm free to do what I want, like, I will figure it out. I'll do the necessary research to make my own decisions. And then the other side of that, though, is on the success side of it, you will also have that same smaller percentage of people who are saying, I will do what it takes. I will do what it takes to have a successful marriage. I will do what it takes to have success with my finances. I will do what it takes to have success with, you know, any of these different areas in our life, right? Relationships, whether it's financial, whether it's fitness, like all of these things. Like, I mean, think about success with your fitness. It is hard. It is hard to go and work out every day and to eat right and to do all of these things. It is so stinking hard. And so the reality is that most of the time, if you're overweight, it is because you have chosen to be overweight. Like, let's just be real. And I, for a lot of my life, have chosen to be overweight because I like food. And I like to eat a lot of food. And so, like, for me, in order to be fit, like, it is really, really hard. I would say it's probably harder for me to be fit than it is for me to do well financially. For whatever reason, like, I just love food. I love, like, good food, right? Like, pastas and breads and all that stuff. Like, I love all that stuff. Don't really eat it now because I made the choice not to, but it has been hard. It has been choices. And so what I want to wrap it up with, guys, is I'm curious to see how the whole John Lee Dumas podcast, kind of how it lands for people, because I didn't want to come out just swinging and trying to attack people. But I did hopefully want to make people understand that you don't deserve success just because you were born, right? Like, we don't deserve freedom just because we were born here. Like, both of those things have to be worked for. They have to have, you have to take a stand at certain points. If you're going to have success, if you're going to have freedom, like, there has to be these red lines that you're not willing to go over, right? Like, if it's success, maybe you have a red line that, like, look, I work 6 days a week and I cannot work less than that until I have this thing figured out. Boom. There you go. That might be your model. You know, with freedom, your line might be, I'm not taking my shoes off, which means I'm going to either fly private or I'm going to drive wherever I go. I'm not wearing a mask on the airplane, which means I'm either going to fly private or I'm going to drive wherever I go. We do have these decisions. I think it all comes back to, how bad do we actually want to be successful? How bad do we actually want freedom? Or on the flip side of that, how much do we just want maybe safe, secure, kind of safe, right? Like, I guess really just safety. So just a few things to consider as we go into the weekend. Yeah. Do you want to be successful? I don't know if everyone does. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.